back, or just, so Sydney and I were walking up together, and I recall the last time I had done these sugyas, it was 8 years ago, we were together for a summer, and we did the sugyas the way Bachrim in Yeshiva would learn up a foreign limud called Masechta Shabbos. And we learned the Gemara Rashi Tosos, and tried to see how the halacha l'maisa applications. So I know that Kli Ayin Hara, the Avrichim, have a lot that's already on their plate in Limud. So this is a Limud where there's not going to be Mar Makomos beforehand. The focus is going to be Tur Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch, and Shalos Tshuvas Halacha L'maisa. That's the orientation, which is quite different than the beautiful shiurim that Rav Miller is giving us in terms of where he's developing the whole schema of the malacha. Here what we're doing, what we're going to try to do, and I've been amazed at how much one could accomplish in this list that I've had to learn Mishnah Berurah with Rav Nevinson, and of course we'll try to make reference of Pesukim. Sometimes it's kedai just to focus on Torah Shulchan Aruch and Shulchan Aruch, to know them really, really well. Okay, so Be'ezer Hashem, what we're going to do in starting the sugya of Bona, we're going to focus on the famous sugya of Binyan B'Kelim, and that means we're going to start with Simin Shin Yud Dalet as opposed to Simin Shin Yud Gimel. As a brief way of introduction, the Beis Yosef over here, when he introduces the sugya, for some reason does not start off with the most basic sugya. He is mavliya it when he quotes the Rosh, and that is, there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on Daf Chaf Aleph on the Beis in Maseches Beitza about whether you're allowed to adjust a candelabra on Shabbos. Or Tosis, their claims, maybe the Diyun is only on Yom Tov. Whether you're allowed to take in and out, in those days, the menorahs had different parts to it. So Beis Shammai says that one is not allowed to, and the Gemara there in Chav Beis Amin Aleph explains that the reason why one is not allowed to is because if you're going to come to that, then you're going to come to the Yisr of Binyan and Stira B'Kelim. The Gemara says Beis Shammai holds there's Binyan and Stira B'Kelim. Beis Hillel holds its Mutter, because Beis Hillel is of the opinion, the Gemara there says, Ein Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim. Okay, so it seems to be black on white that Beis Hillel says there's no Binyan and Stira altogether. However, there are some Gemaras that seem to contradict it. I believe that this is why the Tur, as well as the Shulchan Aruch, we take a look, should have the Shulchan Aruch open in front of you as well, simultaneously with the Tur. I'll even have a Mishnah Berurah open for myself, because we're going to try to focus a little bit more on the text and the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch starts off, Ein Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim. Now that's very, very interesting. The way he starts off, because we're going to see that there are many, many exceptions to the rule. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch starts off this way, Ein Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim, is because Maran HaMechaber is trying to emphasize that even though you're going to learn all these cases that are Aser, don't forget that there's a Shita Beis Hillel that we paskin like that says Ein Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim, and then we're going to have a bunch of caveats. So the Tur also starts off that way. And he says, "Ein binyan v'stira b'kelim v'hani milishen binyan mamish kigon chavis shenishbara v'dibek shvarei b'zefes yochel l'shabra likach mashe b'socha." He says that even though we say that you're allowed to break a utensil, that's only a utensil that really, really is a weak utensil. Famous expression, Tosfos in Shabbos on Kuf Mem Vav Amid Aleph, as the Rush that we're going to have in the Beis Yosef is about to quote, that if you have a barrel that has been already broken apart a little, so then in such a case, then you're allowed to break it. But if it's a full-fledged barrel, it's not a mustaki, something that had been broken apart and reattached together, so then in such a case, even Beis Hillel is going to agree that there's Binyan and Stira B'Kelim. So this is the caveat that the Tur gives us. And let's take a look right away and see the two different groups of Rishonim that the Beis Yosef quotes. One is going to be the approach of the Rush, which is the opinion of Tosos. The Perakol Ma'arvin Tnan. Nasnu b'migdol, if you have an Erev, an Erev that was put inside a tower. V'nal b'fana, v'avad ha-mafteach, ha-reze Erev. U'b'gemara v'amai, hu b'makum echa v'eru b'makum acher. Har Rav Shmuel Dar Mitavayu Hacha B'Minyan Shel Migdal Askinan V'Kasval Zeh Rosh. So the Gemara says that we're talking about a Binyan Shel Migdal, and the Rosh immediately asks, Masha the Salka Daita Meikara, the Ayri B'Migdal Shel Eitz Shu Kli. We're talking over here about a tower which is made out of wood. V'Teima My Kashile Hahu B'Makom Echad V'Ru B'Makom Echer. All the Rishonim are bothered that at the end of the day, it should be permissible to be able to access the Eruv, because at the end of the day we learned that the Mishnah in Shabbos says, as the Beis Yosef goes on, Kisnan Perchavis, Shover Adam Esachavis, Lechom Menu Grogris. A person is allowed to break open, the Mishnah in Shabbos says, Beferish, a person is allowed to break open a barrel in order to eat the food that's inside. So this is the basic question in our sugya, the Hainu, that if we're going to say that you're allowed to break over open a chavis, so then why is it that when it comes to the Eruv, it's going to be Yasser. V'yeshlomar. Here the Rush quotes the famous Yisod of Tosis. V'yeshlomar de perek hamevi kada yain muki lo b'mustaki upirish rashi shivrei kelem amadu bakim yachad. So hence, even though we say Ein Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim, let's focus on the Stira part, that's not talking about a Kli Shalem. So when did Beis Hillel say that there's no Stira B'Kelim? That's talking about where you're not destroying a Kli Shalem entirely, not entirely destroying it, you're just taking apart the pieces. But if you're going to destroy a Kli Shalem, so then in such a case, it's going to be Asur. Okay. This is the opinion over here of the Rush. The Ran, the Beis Yosef, tells us, gives a different answer. And we're going to see how this filters down halacha lemaisa into the Shulchan Aruch. We're trying to see how the psak develops. The Beis Yosef quotes the Ran that gives a different teretz. V'aram b'perech chavis teretz b'inyin acher. D'lo shayrinan shviras chavis ela b'kli katan. K'goin chavis d'lo shayach b'binyin v'stira. The Ran gives a straightforward teretz. The Ran does not go with the mahalach of the Balei Tosfos. And the Ran says like this. The Ran says that over there in the Sugyan Erevin, there we're talking about a Migdol Gadol. Then it's going to be Asur, even according to Beis Hillel. Over here, the Mishnah in Shabbos, on Chuf Mem Vavam and Aleph, that says, Shover Adam Zachavis, says the Ran, that's talking about a small kli. A small kli is going to be mutter. Now what's the omek of what the Ran is saying? The omek of the Ran is the following. The Rambam, when he describes the halachos of Bona, the Rambam describes Bona being someone who constructs an edifice, or he adds to an edifice. What does that mean? Binyan and stira is when you do a maisa that has chashivus. You're creating something that's mechuber lekarki. You're doing something that has chashivus. But what happens if you're constructing something that's very, very small? It could be that that's the malacha makav epatish, but in terms of binyan and stira, that it's not. That it's not going to be. So says the Ran, that's the omek of the svar of the Ran. The Ran says that if it's a kli katan, it doesn't have enough of a chashivus for it to be usher. Hence, the Ran says that the rule of Ein Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim only applies to large Kelim. Now let's immediately see, before we develop a nuance, in the important nuance in the Gemara, and see that we're going to have three groups of Rishonim, of how they learn up the Sugya. We've only seen what I would call one group. The Ran and Tosas are essentially one group in the sugya. We're going to see that there's the opinion of Rashi, who's a totally different mahalach, as well as the opinion of the Ramban. But let's take a look and see how in Shulchan Aruch this is developed. In Shulchan Aruch, essentially, these two mahalachim, we'll see that both the mahalach of Rashi and Tosos and the mahalach of the Ran become the psak in Shulchan Aruch. So let's take a look and see the lashon of the Mechaber in Shin Yudalit Aleph. Ein binyan v'stira b'kelim. V'hani mili she'ena binyan mamish k'goin chavis she'ena machzekes arba'am so. Now, the Machzis HaShekel understands that when the Ramah explains chavis, the Ramah is explaining the Shita of the Mechaber. Dahainu, that the Mechaber is saying the following. Number one, in order for you not to be Nichshol and Binyan and Stira Bekelim, it needs to be a Kli Katan. If it's a Kli Gadol, we already saw that the Ran said based on the Gemara in Erevin, it's going to be problematic. Continues the Psak of the Mechaber. Shenishbara v'dibek shvarei b'zavis. Yachol l'shavra likach masha v'soicha. So then in such a case, a person could break the barrel and take what's inside. Now, it's an important caveat. Here, the next line in the Mechaber, it's not our subject for today, but we will have to discuss this. Uvelvad shelo yichavin l'nakva nekev yafeh, shiyel lo l'fesach. If, however, the individual has kavana to make a precise hole, so even if we're going to say that there's no chashivus in terms of the kli vis-a-vis binyan and stira, either because of Tosas's reason or because of the Ram's reason, at the end of the day, there's also another reason that it will be usher, and that is that if you make a nekev yafeh, so then there's an issue of makev epatish, that's outside of the chashivus of bona, there will be an iser of makev epatish. Okay, so this is the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. The Gra points out that Rashi strongly disagrees with the approach of Tosos, Rosh, and the Ran. And it's always kedai to have this Rashi in our back pocket. Rashi is very, very, yes, Simi. According to Machzis HaShekel, it's Nafkamina for the Sfardim, right. According to Machzis HaShekel, it's not the Pshat that the Mechaber is only passing like Tosas. He's Choshish both the Tosas and the Ran. It's the last four lines in the Machzis HaShekel of Dibur HaMaschil, last four lines in Machzis HaShekel, in the long Dibur HaMaschil, Haran. U'b'Shulchan Aruch Hetik, that's where the Machzis HaShekel says that the Mechaber is paskening according to both days. Okay. Yes.
Why is it, you mentioned you could only break. Said you could only break it if it was the kind that was dibik shvarei v'zefes. Is that why is he throw that in there? Shenish shvarei v'dibik shvarei v'zefes.
Oh, very simple. Because otherwise, it's considered a full-fledged kli, and then even Beis Hillel would agree. Binyan b'stira b'kelim.
Because of Tosos.
Yeah, correct. This is Tosas's position. In other words, in Shulchan Aruch, we follow Tosas's position. The Machzis HaShekel claims, to Simi's chagrin, but the Machzis HaShekel claims that the Shulchan Aruch also agrees with that form. Yesh Ladun. It's not clear, and I'm not going to take sides, but know that the Machzis HaShekel holds up. Top. Know that the Gra has a different mahalach. And I want to set it up in terms of also being magdir, what is the Isser of Bona, how far does the Isser of Bona go? The Gra says, if you look, Rashi in many, many places, Rashi in Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, Rashi Vamevin Yavin in Beitza, Chav Beis Amud Aleph, against Tosfos on Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos there is bothered that there are certain cases of Binyan Stir Bekelim. Rashi is not bothered by it at all. Rashi in Perik. Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, correct. That's what I mentioned that already. Rashi Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. There, Rashi seems to say that there's no binyan in Kalim whatsoever. The Gra says, makes a lot of sense. Rashi learns straight up like the Ran, but not the Beis Yosef's approach of the Ran. Rashi holds that the only time there's going to be binyan and stira b'kelim is when we're talking about something that's really, really large, and it mamish resembles an edifice. If it doesn't resemble an edifice, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter. In other words, a kli, qua kli, is going to be mutter. Ain binyan and stira b'kelim, the pashas of the Gemara and Beitza. Why do all the other Rishonim disagree with this? So the critical part is an important Gemara, which I encourage you to look at on your own, on Kuf Beis Amud Beis in Shabbos, where there the Gemara has a triple machlokus between Rav and Shmuel about certain maisios, whether they constitute an Isra of Bona and Makav Patish. So if we'd be starting with the conceptualization, we would start examining that machlokus. But we're learning the Shulchan Aruch, so we're going to use that as a reference. Here you can see the difference of how you learn up the Shulchan Aruch and how you learn up Sugya. That's the kibbutz I've decided to go to late in the afternoon. So the, one of the examples, that, for example, over there, there's the Gemara that says that if you have a lul shel tarnigolim, if you have a chicken coop, so then in such a case, if you make a hole in it, so there's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, why is it aser? Is it aser al tzbona, or is it aser al tzmakeh b'patish? Relevant for us is the next machlokes there in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what happens if someone makes a gardening tool on Shabbos? Here we have it quoted in our Beis Yosef from the Rush. It's about 5-6 lines from the bottom in this, in the older Beis Yosef editions, when he's quoting the Rush, towards the end of the Rush. Hai man da ayl sufsa bikupina de mara. Person who adds a peg into this gardening tool that was used to hoe, so then in such a case, chayiv mishum bone. So there, Rav is of the opinion that there's a chiyuv of bone. Shmuel holds that the Yisr is makah v'patish. So now, if you say that you're chayiv for bone, and we paskin like Rav, and that's how many assume, so then what would emerge would be that when it comes to binyan bekelim, it seems to be black on white, that Rav said that there's a chiyuv of binyan bekelim. And that is one of the most important makoros for Tosfos. As the Rush here asks, we'll take a look at the Rush inside. The Rush asks, at the end of the day, he says, the binyan gomor v'stira gomorah shaykh shapir bekelim. We know that there's such a thing as binyan and stira bekelim. As we learn in Perek Bona, Hai man da ayo shufso bikupina de marachai mishum bona. Velokimo shapirish Rashi. And Rashi has to be wrong, because Rashi's assuming what? Rashi's assuming ein binyan v'stira bekelim. Okay. So this is what propels the psak in the Shulchan Aruch, that there is binyan and stira bekelim, and you have to be madchik. The Gemara that says Shover Adam es Achavis, you have to say that that is talking about only a mustaki. That's the case according to Tosfos. However, the Gra points out, who says we pass like Rav? Maybe we pass like Shmuel. And he says that's how Rashi learned. Rashi learned in the Machlokes Rav Shmuel. It's a little bit funny thing. Rav Yisroel Shmuel Mamayna. Okay. But the Gra says black and white because he claims that he has a Abaye that says like that, I am Begrosham. He says that we paskin like Shmuel, and therefore the halacha is that it's going to be that we say across the board, Ein Binyan Vistira Bekelim.
Where's the Gra?
What?
Where's the Gra?
Where is the Gra? In Dibur HaMaschil. The Gra is in Dibur HaMaschil. It's the long one by us. Dibur HaMaschil She'ena Machzekes. The Grandi Bramaskul Shayna Masakis. That's where he develops this mahal. Okay, now, if that's so then we have to explain according to Tosos. If we're going to say that the halacha is, in other words, the Gra is straight, and the Gra is very, very smooth. We pass the Ein Binyan V'Stira Bekelim across the board. Ramesha Feinstein says that's a very, very important shita for us, the halacha. We have to get the halacha l'maisa. He says that's a very, very important thing, that the Gra and Rashi are very, very straightforward. Tosfos made things complicated. Tosfos had to introduce this complication straight up. We pass like they said, Ein Binyan V'Stira Bekelim. Okay. But in Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass in this way. In Shulchan Aruch, we pass in like Tosfos. So what about the fact of Ein Binyan Bekelim according to Tosfos, who says that we pass in like Rav, and it's even prohibited to make a small gardening tool on Shabbos? Let's continue on back in the Beis Yosef, quoting the Rush towards the end. That's only when you're putting together pieces that already existed before. So at the end of the day, really, the sugya in the beginning of Perek Habayna of Haiman, that sugya of the gardening tool, that sugya is the critical linchpin. That according to the opinion of Tosfos, you have to say that there is binyan bekelim. Yet the Gemara says, ain't binyan bekelim? No. That was just talking about when you're not making the kli from beginning to end. But if you're making the kli from beginning to end, or you're breaking a full-fledged kli, so then in such a case, what's the halacha? Also, that's the opinion of also. Rashi's mamish on the other end of the world. Rashi learns that in such a case, the halacha is that you're going to, it's going to be mutter across the board. I'm not going to do it inside, but the Ran himself also agrees with this. The Ran says that if you do make a kli mechadash, so then in such a case also, it's going to be yasser. Now, I just want to point out that the Ran and Tosas's Mahalach is celebrated as a third shita, as the shita of the Ramban. The Ramban, in a few places, mentions that the cases in which the Gemara says that there's binyan and stir bekelim are talking about cases when you're making entirely a new kli. But if you're not making entirely a new kli, like the case of menorah shalchulius, so then in such a case there isn't an iser of binyan. And stir bekelim is when you're entirely destroying a kli, that there's nothing left that that could be used. Okay, so these are now our three shitas, the Hainu. We have on the one hand the shita of Rashi, ain't been used to Rikalim at all. We have the shita, the middle mahalach of the Rosh and the Ran that becomes the Psach in Shulchan Aruch that says that there's binyan stira bekelim either by making a kli mechadash or what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch is a large kli and a mustaki. And then the Ramban's only hagdara is if you make a full-fledged kli, so then in such a case that constitutes binyan and stira bekelim. Let me show you how this plays out halacha lemaisa in a fascinating nafkamina. More even, yes, Isaac, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I thought there was a shita that there was a Norse dichai that you can please it on this, but it has to be like a specific.
There is a such a shita. We're going to get to this. Yes, the Tosis does have that in some places. It's not relevant yet for our sif, but you're right. There is a Tosis like that in the end of the third parak, but it's not relevant for what I want to construct right now. So, but yes, it's a fair point. There is a fascinating discussion in regards to constructing Lego pieces on Shabbos. So Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa quotes Rosh Shlomo Zalman as saying that on the one hand he's Mesupak in Perek Tezayin Sifkat Nun Gimel Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. Rosh Shlomo Zalman introduced an interesting idea, something fascinating. Tezayin Nun Gimel Ha'ara Nun Gimel. He says the following. Ba'avnei Pela, that's Lego and puzzles. Shirigilin lasos ben suros shonos. V'kivan she'ein ha'avon imichubere zulazu. Efshir dechoshiv kol pam ka'osa dover chadash. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, on the one hand, in the text, if you will, was Mako. Yet he said, I wonder if we're really going to be the. If there's a tzad to be machmir, what's a tzad to be machmir? That even though one could argue that in such a case the Legos are not a full-fledged binyan, it's like a mustaki, right? It's not something that's really, really lasting. It's not something that in itself is has a full status of bona. But at the same time, he said that you put the pieces together every time. It's a new identity. So maybe in such a case, it's nasekli mechadash. So if we say that the mechaber is chosh, if we say, let's just talk in general, if we say that the Ramban is the shita that's accepted lahalacha, and Tosos agrees with that, so then there's room to be machmir and say that it's going to be aser. In fact, it's Tzitz Eliezer, and Chelukin Gimel says it's aser for that reason. He quotes this Havamir of Shlomo Zalman, and he says for that reason it should be usher to put together Lego. Rav Nevin Zal told me that he did not remember Rav Shlomo Zalman passing like this, la halacha, that he thinks that Rav Shlomo Zalman is meikil. Even if we're going to be choshesh for the opinion of the Ramban and the Ran, but nevertheless, he said, lego, because it's not something that's made to last, so then in such a case, it will be permissible. But I want to emphasize to you, if you hold like Rashi, is a geshmak and nafkamina, if you hold like Rashi, so then in such a case, what's the problem? No problem at all. If you hold like Tosos, so then, well, maybe there's room to say that it's something that resembles a mustaki. It's constantly, it's not making a cliche element. It's not from a cliche. So take it apart and put it together. The only thing is, what about the Shita of the Ram? So if the Ramban. So according to them, maybe there's room to be Oser. So that was Rav Shlomo Zalman's Havamina. But practically, he decided, because since it's not lasting anyhow, it's going to be permissible. I just want to add that at first glance, I was wondering, the way we're breaking down the sugya, there's no zecher, there's no makar whatsoever in the Shulchan Aruch about Nasa Kli Mechadosh over here. However, both the Ran and the Rush, which is the makar in the Shulchan Aruch, mention the Svara in order to answer Sufsa the Demara, then the case of putting together the gardening tool. So since there is that position, so then it could very well be that in Shulchan Aruch you should be machmir, but the reason to be makel is binyan l'shah, is that it's not lasting, and that's something that we'll talk about Be'ezer Hashem in the future. Yes, Dan?
Aside from that, just saying that it's a binyan l'shah makes sense, but who says that
lego
would always
be clean? That's why I was arguing, saying that it's like a mustik. Maybe there's room to say that there's a mustik, yesh laden, but according to the Ramban, that's not his whole approach at all.
Even you say it's a binyan l'shah, but in binyan l'shah, what?
And that's Rav Nevinzal's argument. That's exactly what Rav Nevinzal was saying. It's not considered a binyan mechadash. There's 1 second of conceptualization. What's at the crux of all this machlokis? What's the crux of all this machlokis is how far do we go in terms of expanding bone. In other words, Rashi and the Gra are saying that bone is only things that are mamish being mosif to karka. That's goof of the machlokis being beisil beisham. We pass like beisil. Or no. From the Gemara, the Shita of Rav, we see that Bona could even take place in something that's small. Even something that's small is shayach to have Bona. And then you have the Heterim of Mustiki and Kli Katan. So halacha l'maisa. Let's say Bepashtus, we want to follow the Shulchan Aruch. Even though Rav Moshe uses the Gra as a wild card, black on white in Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber must say that the heter is only, if it's mustiki, I'm going like the Machzis HaShekel now, that the heter is only mustiki and kli katan. If it's a kli gadol, and it's not a mustiki, then it's going to be aser. So that introduces a lot of shailas lahalacha. How are we going to deal with the famous case of opening cans? What I'm going to say about opening cans? At the end of the day, a can is clearly not a mustiki, so the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha should be that it should be aser. So that's how the Chazanish comes out. But the Chazanish comes out that it's aser for a very, very interesting reason. Yes?
Why is this not really nice aser?
What would the Svara be on opening a can? Why would opening a can be aser?
What's
the Svara? It's because here in Shulchan Aruch, we say that the only time it's permissible is if it's a kli ru'ua. It's a weak kli. So a metal peach can is definitely not a weak kli. So what's the heter to open it up in Shabbos, to be sosur it on Shabbos? So Nekev Yofa we'll get back to. Well, Nekev Yofa we'll get back to. So let's start before the can. Let's start with what Rav Nevin Zal told me from Rav Shlomo Zalman in regards to, and it's in the footnotes over here. I'm going to make a lot of reference to it in the B'Yitzchak Ikari edition. He has it over here. Let's talk about, we're in Eretz Yisrael, let's talk about milk bags. Okay, what's the story with opening up milk bags? So, Shlomo Zalman thought that was a Dover Pashta. A milk bag constitutes a mustiki. Milk bag, for sure, qualifies as a mustiki. Even though Rav Moshe has an interesting heter, which we're going to get back to, it says that by begodim, There's no binyan and stira. I want to do that tshuva of remission next week, Be'ezer Hashem. So, and Rav Nevinzal does not like that. He doesn't speak that way, but he says he doesn't understand that heter of Rav Moshe very much. However, when it comes to a milk bag, so a milk bag that definitely qualifies as a mustig it's a chiddush, because you might have said no, only those things that were mamish broken apart and so on. But no, it's logical. That's a kli ru'ua. It's a kli ru'ua, and therefore the halacha is that it's going to be permissible to open it on Shabbos, even according to Tosfos. What about opening up on the top and making a nekev yafa? That might be a separate problem, as the Mechaber over here says. To open it up and make a nekev yafa, that would be subject to a problem of patish. So the only thing that we're saying for sure right now, we're not saying us or on the other side, but the only thing that we're saying right now is definitely permissible would be to open it in a way that all the contents fall out. Then you would have the heter of mustiki. The Chazon Ish writes, I'll read you verbatim, the quote from the Chazon Ish. In Nun Aleph Yud Aleph, he speaks about cans. Kelim kukufso shel shemen vidogim. Shemerutzav bebarzel. He says, ein kan sose. First, the Chazon Ish seems to start off leheter. He says, there's no iser of being sose. Disasum vilav klihu. He says, this whole jar is not really a kli altogether. It's this metal item that's being used to transport food from one place to the next. However, he adds the following: Avol yesh lechayvo mitam asiyas pesach, afilu im ein daito ala pesach, delo matzino heter shvira ela biyesh lechavis pesach. Aval geshem gasham chalul bifnim v'sasum kol shalosu lo pesach chashev binyan. Chazon Ish had the following chiddush. He says that stira it's not, because it's not really a kli at all. We're going to have to get to the hagdar of what's called a kli shortly. But he says this wouldn't qualify as a kli. However, the moment you open it, then, in such a case, you've made the kli. Ay, shover adam es achavis is mutter. So he says that was talking about a case where there was a particular place that already had the Pesach in the chavis. There was already a Pesach over there. There was already opening. However, over here, where there was no Pesach, the moment you create the Pesach, however you create the Pesach, the pashtus, the moment that you create the Pesach, so then in such a case, then the Chazon Ish claims that you're going to have the iser of what? Of bona through the Atzias Pesach. In other words, not Atzias Pesach of Pesach Yafeh. You're creating a kli. It wasn't a kli, and now you're being bona kli. Reb Chaim Kanievsky goes so far as to say, I wasn't convinced. I filled this out to the Talmidim. Again, Ofer Anitachas Raglov, but I wasn't sure that this was Mukhruch. I saw a quote in his name, and then I looked it up. But when I saw it, I wasn't sure. I'll throw it out to you. In the Shona Halachos, Reb Chaim suggests that the Chumrah of the Chazon Ish is even within the Gra. Even the Gra would agree with the Chumrah of the Chazon Ish. He says, when the Gra said that there's no binyan and stira bekelim, but in a case of where you're making a Pesach, then even the Gra would admit that there's going to be an Issa Derabbanan. I thought that the Gra was learning like Rashi, ain't binyan and stira bekelim altogether, but Reb Chaim Kanievsky, this is common in the Derech of Reb Chaim. If the Chazon Ish said something, it's emes la'amito, and then if it's not mukhrach in one way or other, so then he'll try to point out that it works according to the Gra. I throw it out to you to talk about in the Beis Medrash. But hence, according to the Chazon Ish, will come out an iser that even though paradoxically it's not stira v'kelim, but it's going to be asiyas kli. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, just 1 second, Rav Dan, just wrap up that part. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, I don't want to go late. Well, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa paskins that even according to the Chazon Ish, Rav Neuwirth claims that even the Chazon Ish would hold that it's mutter today to do the following. He says that if you open from the bottom, so then in such a case, then that's not that's not even making a Pesach at all. It's clear that you're not making a Pesach. Because the Chazanish's whole idea behind the Chazanish is that even if you throw the contents out, at the end of the day, you are bone air clean. Says Rav Neuwirth, he thinks that today, the Chazanish was talking about someone who decides he doesn't want to use the metal can, but he opens it. He says, that's making him, the Pesach is making a kli. But Rav Neuwirth claims that even the Chazanish would say that if you're opening it up from the bottom, so then in such a case, that wouldn't be considered asiyas a kli, and even according to the Chazanish, it would be mutter. Yes, Aaron, right?
What if you have like one of those tomato juice cans where it's basically the same on the bottom and the top?
Right, so right. I wasn't sure. In other words, it's almost a harama. According to the Chazanish, it could be a harama. Rav Moshe has a totally different heter. Rav Moshe has a very gishmaka heter, which I'd like to be done with you on it for the next few minutes. Rav Moshe in Or Chaim Chelek Aleph Simin Kuf Chav Beis. Rav Moshe quotes a halacha we have a little bit later on. Shin Yudalet Sif Ches. Let's take a look at that. Chosolos, let's do this sif. Maybe we'll be doing this sif now. So let's do the sif properly. Chosolos shel tzmarim ugrogros. If you have a wicker basket that was used, the Prima Gadim explains that was a wicker basket that was used to hold dates and figs while they became ripe. Imak kisui kosher bechevel mater v'soser sharshros hachevel v'chosech afilu b'sakin. V'afilu gufan shel. You're allowed to take apart the string. All right, we're not talking now about those halachos. Let's focus on the sefer. Vafilu gufan shel chasalos. You're allowed to even break the wicker basket itself. Shekol zeh, here's the interesting formulation. Shekol zeh, kimo, look how the Mechaber says this. This is like, from the kolbo, sheshover egozim oshkedim kidei lita la'achol shavahem. He says, when you break this wicker basket that was simply there to hold the fruits, says the Mechaber, that, you know what you're doing? All you're doing is, you're just breaking like a walnut. Is anybody going to say that breaking a walnut is soser? No. Clearly you're just accessing the food. It has no chashivas as a kli by itself. So too, this wicker basket has no chashivas as a kli. Now the question is, why is it that the wicker basket has no chashivos as a kli when it comes to grogros and timar? So Rav Moshe suggests the following mahalach. Rav Moshe says that there's an idea called kalim becoming a klipa, and if the truth is, it fits nicely into the words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says when you break the wicker basket, it's as if you were breaking a walnut. So Rav Moshe says like this. When you break the wicker basket, you know what you're doing? The wicker basket is like a kli, a klipa to the food. Just like the walnut is a klipa to the nut, the outside of the walnut. Says Rav Moshe, the same thing regards to cans. One could argue that opening a can is no different, the can is no different than this klipa. And since it's mutter to break the chosalos, so too it's going to be mutter to break over here. Now, I thought that this heter of Ramesha, one could be mefakbeg with it in the following way. By the way, before I go on, this heter of Ramesha, one should remember that this is a very famous tshuva. It's a long, beautiful tshuva. We'll come back to parts of it. Ramesha concludes this tshuva and says that even though I think that it's permissible to open up a lot of the cans and sugar packets and so on and so forth in the sugya binyan v'stira b'kelim, but at the end of the day, since the nuances are very complicated and most people will not understand why we developed that it's mutter, so Rav Moshe says that it's b'chinas halacha ve'imorin king, and then he spends a paragraph discussing whether a Talmud Chacham could do a bitzina. So Rav Moshe wasn't willing to use it la'alacha, although we do see that in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa there is a lot of reference to it, even halacha l'maisa. Rav Moshe himself was reticent to use it. One tzarchion that I had on this Rav Moshe Take a look, you'll see part of it in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mem, and then I'll show you that the Prima Gadim says even stronger. In Sifkat Mem, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham and says, V'dafka hani delav kelim gemurim hei. De'eno nasuyin elishe yispashu latmarim besalcha. He says, we're talking about a kli where the only purpose of the kli is to have the dates become ripe inside. So then in such a case, it's permissible. Now I want to point out to you, the Magen Avraham goes even further. The Magen Avraham claims that these wicker baskets did not even have a base kibul. In other words, these wicker baskets were not a basket that you bought in the store, the way I understand what the Prima Gadim is saying. It's not a wicker basket that you bought in the store and you put fruits inside, but rather they wrapped the wicker around the fruit, and that's how it became ripe. But it wasn't even ever really a kli. So in such a case, it's going to be mutter. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, who says, well, they never were really a full-fledged kli. The Prima Gadim goes even further and says that there was no base kibul. So based on the Magen Avraham and Kal v'chomer, the Prima Gadim, I asked Rav Nevensal at the end of the day, if that's so, so then what would the, what's Rav Moshe's hetter? Because Rav Moshe is saying that it becomes a klipa. I understand, according to the Prima Gadim, I understand very, very much a klipa, right? Because they might have just wrapped around, never even had a base kibul. So it's not a kli at all. But what we're talking about, peach cans, so then in such a case, you have the metal can, they put the food in, and then they seal with the heat, the top of the metal. That was a full-fledged base kibul. So then in such a case, one could say it's different. So Rav Nevensal had a charifus. He said to me, and I throw it out to you to check into it, he said it could very well be that in Hilchos Taharas, that once they close it, it's not considered a base kibul anymore. Because he said, the halacha for something to be called a kli in Taharas is that it has to be osui lehismalos, that the kli is made to be filled up. If the kli is not made to be filled up, so then in such a case, it's not called a kli. So the chap is like this. Just like the Chazon Ish had said, that when the kli is closed, in such a case, and it's just being used for transporting, it's not called a kli. So the moment they close it, it's mafkia the shem kli entirely. So then he said, maybe there's room for Rav Moshe's heter to say that in such a case it would be permissible to break the klipa. However, what's interesting about this is Rav Nevensal himself is not convinced that the Chazon Ish is right, that when it's closed, it's not a kli. If you take a look in his Aras and Shin Yud Dalet, he says, Kasha, sharei ze kli nifla. It's a beautiful kli. La'avarat sardinim b'shemen imakom l'makom, ulushamram ad hazman nidrash. Of course it's a kli. Who says it's not a kli? If you accept the Chazon Ish, so then maybe you could even go further and then take Ramesh's hat. Ramesh is not worried about the Siyas HaPesach, like the Chazon Ish. And Rav Moshe says it's just a straight up klipa and then it's going to be mutter. But Rav Nevensal was mesupik on the whole heter in the first place of the Chazon Ish, maybe it would qualify as stira bekelim. And my ha'ara was that maybe the Prima Gadim, maybe from the Prima Gadim seems to be like Rav Moshe, but Rav Nevensal had a nice teretz. So let's summarize, Be'ezer Hashem, what we have for today. Three groups of Rishayim, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that there is a prohibition of binyan stira bekelim despite Beis Hillel, and that is that Beis Hillel was only talking about what? Beis Hillel was only talking about a kli. According to the Mechaber, Beis Hillel was only talking about a kli that was either a mustiki and a kli katan, and that according to the Mechaber, the only thing that's going to be mutter is going to break a mustaki and a kli katan. It's either a kli gadol or it's not a mustaki. Then it's going to be usher, the way the Machlokes HaShekel understands. Then we have to be magdir what exactly qualifies as mustaki. We saw the shita of the Chazon Ish. Then we saw the heter of Rav Moshe. We challenged the heter of Rav Moshe with the Prima Gadim, Rav Nevensal's teretz. And then the Chazon Ish's own shita. So Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says that if you open the can in a way that the can was never going to be a Pesach altogether, so then in such a case it would be permissible. Okay, next week Be'ezer Hashem, what we'll do is we'll discuss another anah of this seifim, and that is opening sugar packets. Rav Moshe spends a lot of time discussing sugar packets. We'll go off on a slight tangent in terms of the melach of Korea. We'll have to discuss whether Korea is similar to Soser or not, and then Bezer Hashem will continue on in the halachas. Since it's the first time I'm doing this, Rabosai, in this venue, I'd like to have feedback. If there's a certain thing, style that you would want me to emphasize a little bit more or a little less, please let me know. Bezer Hashem will have chidush